We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Morning, Rob.
Congratulations to you and your guys. A nice win on homecoming, big crowd, and you beat LIU 24-13. What did you like about the way your guys played?
Yeah, I thought it was our most complete game. I mean, it didn't start out the way we wanted to in the first two series of the game, but I thought we responded well and continued to play, and that's been a point of emphasis for us is just responding, staying within process throughout the entire game and doing a better job in those second and third quarters, you know, when the game is really won and you're putting yourself in a position. So I thought it was our most complete game as a team in terms of complimenting each other. We had three takeaways on defense. We had the block kick that before the half as well. So four really there. So a lot of good things to build off. And to focus on, and you know, some things are correct, obviously, and there's a lot of areas to be better, but always good to get a win on homecoming.
First question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. How you doing?
How you doing, Larry?
Yeah, Jordan, just a thing. I mean, it just took like a game of two halves. First half, you know, after Banks's 22-yard run, he only had 12 rushing yards, the next 12 carries. Second half, much better. Obviously, same on the defensive side. What's it going to take to be more consistent, and how important do you see that in forward in the last four games?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the word consistent, you mentioned, that's the word we've been talking about. I mean, we're doing a lot of good things. We have winning plays, winning defense. You know, so just, you know, that's been we've been talking to players about is, you know, we have to do these things more consistently. Okay. And if that's running the football, that's running the football. If that's, you know, making throws in an intermediate pass game, then we're going to do that. Defensively, you know, for us, it's playing more consistent and, you know, really limiting the times people are able to get into red zone. I thought we played really well in the red zone on defense, but, you know, that's not always going to be the case. So it's just the consistency at which we play. You know, we got some young guys up front, but that's no, you know, that's no mitigating circumstance. But, you know, the big thing for us is just continuing to build on the consistency that it takes to play winning football.
You have anything else there? Are you good?
The other thing. Thanks, Rob. Coach, each team had four players attended, you know, a very physical game. How did you come out of this injury-wise? I know you lost two offensive linemen, a defensive lineman. How, you know, where are you as far as health-wise? Thank you.
Yeah, we're pretty, you know, most of those guys were just temporary things. I know for LIU, I think they had some cramping going on during the game. But, you know, for us, the only one that's really that's going to be a timely thing is Dorian Royal. So, you know, we're not sure when we're going to get him back right now, but the rest of those guys are day to day, and we expect them to go this week.
Thank you.
Jordan, you talked about the difference in the two halves. You're down 10-7 at the break, and you come out 14 plays, 85 yards, and get on top, never trail the rest of the way. What was the message at halftime and what changed there in the second half?
Yeah, I think it started before the half. We blocked the kick, which was great because it really kind of sparked our team. And just the message of, you know, this is college football. This is, you know, there's going to be tight games. There's going to be times when we're down. Doesn't mean we might be down for the moment, but we're not down for the game, and that we have to continue to play. And, you know, it was really good to see. We've hit some explosives the past two games, but good to see our offense put together sustained drives. I mean, to go 14 plays, I think we took almost 6 minutes off the clock to start the second half. Obviously, a point of emphasis for us is winning that middle eight, and we were able to do that. But, you know, the message was just continue to play, and that, you know, everything is in front of us. We have a whole nother half of football, and our guys really responded well and took on that challenge.
You mentioned the block field goal. That was Damon Matthews, and he also had a big play for you when you're down 7-0, forcing that fumble. Ended up as a touchback, six tackles in the game. Just talk about the significance of both the blocked field goal and the forced fumble and just the day he had in general.
Yeah, I mean, the forced fumble was a huge play, like looking at the game. I mean, because if they go down there, you know, and they score, you know, we're down 10-0 or 14-0 at that point, you know, it's probably a different game. So that was a really heads up play. And that's something that's, I think that's his second, you know, punched out ball this year. He had one versus Stony Brook on the 2-yard line. He punched it out and got on it. So he's a guy who has great awareness of the football when he's playing. And, you know, he just continued to get better since he's been here. And, you know, his role has expanded because of that. You know, the block kick, something we've worked on, we've repped, and he's a guy that we knew that if we call it, he'll execute it. He'll be able to get the job done. So, you know, our trust in him has continued to grow, and, you know, we need him to play at a high level, and we expect him to do that, you know, down the stretch here.
Just going back to the offense, another good day for Derek. Three touchdown passes, and I think that's 10 over the last three games. And another big day. He and Joe Gillette obviously have made enough nice combination, but three touchdowns to three different receivers and none of them being Joe Gillette. Mm-hmm. Just talk about maybe his ability to spread the ball around to a bunch of different guys and just how much better he's played here over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think, you know, credit to the offensive staff and Derek. I mean, they've really found ways that are going to put Derek in the best position in the offense and the team. So, you know, Derek is a great representation of the program. And I mean, you know, his work ethic, how diligent he is Monday through Friday, you know, in here, watching tape, getting himself prepared. He's, you know, I think he's one of the best I've seen in terms of going through a progression. So because he's able to go through progression, the ball is going to get out to different receivers. It's not always going to the same guy. So, and the good thing is that we have a really strong group of receivers that are really reliable. That, you know, we throw the ball to them. We expect them to catch the ball, and they've done that all year. And I've said a lot about Joey Gillette just in his time here, short time here. You know, I don't know if I've been around a guy who's made an impression in such a short amount of time. And really, it's not through his words, it's through his work ethic, and that's shown on the field. So we're ecstatic for him and, you know, just the work he's put in, and he just comes to work every day and has gotten better and better.
With Tristan out at the running back spot, Tavian Banks got the bulk of the carries and came up with 73 yards. How did you feel like he played, and maybe how is he – and you know, a little different back than Tristan.
Yeah, I mean, that was the most really participation that Tavian has had in his time here. So really good to see him get back healthy after a you know, an injury at the end of camp that kept him out the first four or five games of the season. So to get him back was huge, and I just see him have some really productive runs. You know, there's stuff there to clean up, but you know, we, as you know, when we all know the running back position is one you got to have depth at. And he's certainly stepped up in this moment. And, you know, even with John Gay, you know, Brian Santana, some other backs have really stepped up and continued to show that, you know, we do have areas where we can run the football, and we're going to continue to improve that and continue to build on that.
You touched on the turnover number of 3-0 in your favor, and that's been a common theme of forcing multiple turnovers all year long. How much has that gotten to be maybe a sense of pride for your guys in secondary and sort of contagious where they're ball hawking and seems to, like I said, it's become an every week thing for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, the ability, I mean, takeaways are huge. And I think the bigger thing with takeaways is scoring off them. And, you know, I think we had 7 points off turnovers. But, you know, we did have some really timely takeaways that were really huge and important parts of the game. You mentioned the one, Damon, on the punching the one out in the red zone. And then Bugs Brown had the one in the fourth quarter when they were, you know, they still had a chance to have three possessions and go down and score. And we get the takeaway right away. We didn't score on that one. But, again, just being able to play aggressively, I think it speaks to our guys doing a better job running to the football as well and pursuing. And, you know, the ball is everything, right? So that's something that we're going to continue to emphasize is protecting the ball, securing the ball on offense, and getting takeaways on defense.
Yeah, follow up, Mr. Prager. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, just looking ahead to Campbell, they've had some impressive results, a couple tough losses to good teams. What do you see what concerns you against Campbell? Thank you.
Yeah, Campbell, I mean, Coach Minter's done a great job there in building this program up. And, you know, they have athletes on both sides of the ball. You know, and I think what they've been able to do, the Williams, the quarterback, has done a great job. I mean, they're scoring 37 points a game. So they're an explosive offense. You know, I think they can find a way in the run and the pass game. And even when it's pass game, I mean, we have to be able to contain the quarterback and do a great job there. But and then their efficiency on third down, efficiency in the red zone is something that, you know, we're going to have to do a great job. It's a huge challenge this week going down there. You know, defensively, athletes, I think they got length as well up front. They have size. So, you know, they're a team that's really built for built to go down the stretch here, you know, in the late October, into November. A lot of respect for what they've done this year, and you know, we'll approach this week the right way and with the right focus.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to North Carolina, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great week.
See you next week. You too. Thanks.